Welcome to the Permatemp Corporation. A presentation of the audio podcast, This Is Actually Happening. Episode 56. What if you touched the spirit world?
I, like everybody else, when somebody dies, will grieve. But unlike some people, I really, really know that life lives on, that they really, really are better off. When I was a little girl, 8, 9 years old, I remember when we moved into my new house, I would often ask my mom, "Mom, who died in Tetha's bedroom?" See, my Tetha, which is great auntie, lived in an apartment all of her own. But in my mind, I can see a man being carried out on a stretcher from her bedroom. And the stretcher was so long that it was hard to make a turn. And I remember the kitchen table having to be moved, trying to get this body out. "Yeah, Mom, are you sure nobody died in Tetha? Nobody died in Tetha's bedroom?" Then I remember her saying, "Well, no, not while you were living. Your great-grandpa died in that room, but that was long before you were ever born." So somehow I have this memory of being there, watching this whole scenario take place, but I wasn't even born. I'm 58 years old, first of all, and I remember when I was 8 years old, my sister had her Holy Communion when she was 7, and she's a year younger. And I remember we had a whole bunch of people at our house. And for some reason, I had to go upstairs to my bedroom. And as I turned the corner to go to my bedroom, I remember seeing a lady coming out of the wall at the end of the hall, going into the back bedroom. She had dark hair, she had a white flowing gown, and she had a candle in her hand. I remember I was terrified. I ran down the stairs and told my mother, who was busy with our guests, that there was a lady upstairs. And my mother kind of, you know, shooed me away because we had this big party going on, and I wouldn't go back upstairs. I did not have a relationship with my father starting at 7 years old, 6, 7, 8 years old. So my mother was my trusted companion. My mother never said, "No, that never happened." She was very open, asked me how to, you know, to describe her and things like that. Maybe a year or so later, it was in that time frame, I remember I was sick in bed. As I looked toward the door of my bedroom leading in to the hallway, I remember seeing what I interpreted as Jesus and angels walking down the hallway. The next morning, there I am with another story, telling my mom the whole thing. Again, she was very open. It was around this age I knew that there was more to life than what we saw with our eyes. Nine, 10, 11, 12. I remember getting books about paranormal, ESP, because that's what it was called back then. I remember reading, trying to read, because it was a very adult book, Seth Speaks. And so I became very interested in what else existed. It really doesn't start with me. It starts on my mother's side of the family. my great-grandmother. She was from Slovakia. She told me that her husband had come to her in the middle of the night and stands by the foot of the bed. And she also told me that when one of her sons, who had died crossing the train tracks as a little boy, he comes to her in the middle of the night. I'm sure you've heard that when there is an impending death, birds come to you. And this is very predominant in my family. Birds will die in front of you. They will hit windows and die. I remember my great aunt was in the laundromat, and two birds hit the window, and they both died. And she says, "Oh my God, somebody's going to die." And sure enough, it was her son, and a few weeks later, my grandfather died. When my sister and my mother were rushing to the hospital when my sister was a senior in high school to see my sister's boyfriend, who was beaten up with bats, on the way to the hospital, a bird hits the window. My mother automatically knew that Rick was going to pass away. They get to the hospital, the whole thing, and Rick dies. Interesting, Rick's family comes home after his burial, and there's a bird flying around in his bedroom. So I hate birds. They are messengers of God. This is how they let you know. When they do come back, to let you know they passed over, they come back in spirit form. I feel as though I have one foot on the other side and one foot on this side. My grandmother had passed away in 1999. I remember going back east to see her, and she looked like a skeleton, and I knew that it was imminent. Her time was coming to an end. And I remember when she had to go lay down on the bed, I went with her, and I kneeled on the side of the bed, and I told her, "Grandma, when you see Grandpa, you go. Don't look back. He's waiting for you. Just go." It was like my life was falling apart. I had taken my grandmother's rosary that she had on her dresser, and when I came back, I was like comatose. But I prayed the rosary Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, because I could not sleep. I could not sleep. I was a zombie during the day. And on Wednesday night, somehow I don't know if I fell asleep or not, but something woke me up. And it was a voice in the corner of my bedroom. It was an authoritative voice, neither man or woman. And it said to me, "Everything is going to be okay. Don't worry." And it was at that point I felt electricity that went through my feet, through my body, up to my head at the highest speed. And I remember I opened up my eyes and I was saying, "Thank you, thank you." And it was like a million pounds lifted off my shoulders. And I remember immediately calling my mother and telling her this. Later that day, I was at my health club, and there was a gal I had never met before. She was a black woman, very overweight, on the treadmill next to me. And my story was so relevant, so alive, that I turned to her and I told her my story. She stopped dead in her tracks and she said to me, "Don't you realize what happened to you? You were filled with the Holy Spirit." And I realized that is exactly what happened to me. Right before my mother had passed away, she died when she was 67. In 6 months before she passed away, she said to me, "I will never leave you. I will always be with you." And at that point, she showed me what she wanted to wear when she had passed away. Terrible situation. But lo and behold, 6 months later, she did die. From the point of her death, she gave me one sign after the other. They were what I refer to as in your face. I grew up with dogs. We've always had poodles. And when my mother had passed away, at that point, she had three dogs, very close, Barney, Freddie, and Sugar. We had other dogs prior to that, but those were the three. Barney was very intuitive, and it's very weird to say that about a dog, but he was very intuitive. In November 2009, I went to bed. As I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden I still feel pressure on my bed, and I just like, oh my God, somebody's in my room. I'm sleeping on my left side, and I feel this pressure on my right side. And I feel something going in the crook of my knees settling there. And I am trying to turn over, as scared as I was, to see what this was, but I couldn't move my body. I'm looking at my arms, and I could not move my physical body. When I realized what happened is I left my body, and I was able to turn my spiritual self over, and I saw Barney, Freddie, and Sugar. But I saw them as if they were in fog. They were not crystal clear, but I could see them. But when Barney saw me, who was, you know, my mother's quote-unquote favorite, when he saw me, he was so happy. And when I saw him, he was going around and around in a circle. He was so excited. The love that came from that dog cannot be described in human terms. Before I turned over to see the dogs, there was a body that pressed up against mine. But when I was able to see the dog, that body left. I did not know who it was at that time. I remember I got up. It was probably like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm waiting for my dad to wake up because he's 2 hours ahead. And I was just like terrified as to what happened. I was absolutely breathless. I was terrified. My dad has never had experiences. And I'm telling these, oh, you had a bad dream. I says, this was not a dream. So, okay, so the next night I go to bed. And fortunately, I had holy water from Lourdes, France. And I took that holy water and I sprinkled my bed and I put the rosary under my pillow. And I said, no evil is to come to me. So I go to bed reluctantly and the same darn thing happened. I realized, and I can use terms now because I understand, the portal of entry is through the foot of the bed. This is the point from the other side that they can enter. And I also realized what was happening is I was astral projecting out of my body. And that is where the soul temporarily leaves your body and crosses into the other dimension. I'm still connected by an invisible cord. But once that cord is severed, that is typically death and you move on to the next life. But I'm still connected. So somehow, without me realizing it, I am leaving my body. That is the reason why I could not move my body, because my body's still there, but my spirit was able to turn over and see the dogs. So this went on for 3 consecutive days. And each day this happened, I'm terrified. And every 4 weeks, every 2 weeks, every 6 weeks, the dogs were coming to me. I don't know why. If you ask me how long are these visits, there is no time in the spirit world as there is on earth. They could be here minutes, they could be here. I don't know, because there's no time. I remember one time when the dogs came, I was laying on my back and there was a person laying right shoulder to shoulder with me. And I remember asking, who are you? Now, here's the problem. I know I'm in a different dimension. I know I'm leaving my body somehow. I'm so confused because you want to say, who are you? And when you do that, you move your mouth. who are, and it's not coming out very clear. But what I'm learning is you don't have to do that. All you have to do is think that. Telepathically, you can communicate. But I remember distinctly struggling, trying to move my mouth, asking, who are you? And I could remember the words were coming out all crazy. And I remember hearing telepathically, somehow, Mom. I saw her in a distance, and I was here, but we were nowhere. And I remember putting my arms around her, and I could feel the bone structure of her back. She had short hair, and I could feel my hands were by her neck, and I could feel the short hair on the lower part of her neck, and I could feel her vertebrae, and I can feel every part of her body as I hugged her. In 2011, my mother came and she laid right next to me. Somehow I didn't see her laying next to me, but I knew it was her. She is to my left, I am to the right. She grabbed my left hand with her right hand, and in so doing, she wound up holding on to my two fingers. Telepathically, she told me she loved me. And then she kissed me on the cheek, and she went right over me. But I will never forget when she grabbed for my hand, she wound up holding on to two fingers. And I remember the kiss. Two and a half years ago, I was at my health club, and I saw a guy who I had seen on a consistent basis. He was of Asian descent, but I never saw him talk to people, and I'm very sociable. And I was always in one room that was open where I could see him from a distance. And one day I saw him, and I thought to myself, a thought came into my head, somebody died in his life, a female. I need to go up and say something to him. And I'm thinking, are you crazy? He's gonna think you're nuts. The next week I saw him. I knew somebody died in his life, female. I need to go up and say something. I'm thinking, are you crazy? This went on religiously for 6 months. And one day out of the clear blue, I was in this particular room that I'm always in, and he came in. And I said, excuse me, I have to ask you a personal question. I've never talked to this guy before. And I said, did a woman in your life die 6 months ago? And he stopped dead in his tracks and he looked at me and he said, yes. He said, my mother died. I miss her so much. How did you know? And I says, well, I think your mother is using me to let you know that she's okay. And every time I've seen you, I've had this urge to go up, but I've held back. So he and I had this dialogue, and I know his mother was there. Unfortunately, I pick up energy. I pick up energy, good and bad. And I think because I am of good energy, there's a lot of what I call energy vampires out there. People who are miserable, disgusted, angry inside. Somehow they leech on to me and they suck my energy because their energy is so low. They suck at my energy where it literally depletes me. But somehow I realize I'm an attraction to energy vampires. Unfortunately, over Christmas, I encountered an energy vampire. It literally took me 7, 8, 9 days to get rid of that negative energy. So these are some of my experiences. I wish my mother would come more often. I wish I had more encounters with her instead of the dogs. But I don't know why the dogs come. I love dogs as much as everybody else, But it is the most wonderful. It's wonderful, the feeling. It gives me a sense of calmness, of love. I still have confusion because I don't want to miss the opportunity, miss those precious moments. There is a confusion. It's sad that I can't discuss this with my family. My sister doesn't know if there's a God. One brother's very Catholic and, oh, this is against the religion, you know. So I don't have people to discuss this with. My dad, he's open to receive. But his comment, well, how come I never get these experiences? I says, Dad, the reason why is when the light flickers, when we are here for Christmas, oh, the light bulb needs to be changed. I says, don't you realize if the light socket is working and the lights don't normally flicker, could that be Mom here saying, I'm here? That's just the light. You have a reason for everything. You have to think outside of the box. When I go to bed at night, there are so many times that I sense my spirits coming around my bed. And when I say my spirits, it's my loved ones. So there is so much more to this world. As you can see, I'm not a materialistic person. I want to be rich in my soul rather than have monetary things. When it comes to death, I have absolutely no fear of it. When we mourn the loss of a person, we are mourning our loss of their physical being because you can't hold, touch, talk to. That is what we are mourning. We all, because there's such uncertainty as to what happens to us when we pass away. You know, we don't know. You think, oh, you're down in the ground. You're never going to get out. As a child, that's what you think. But when I saw my first spirit of that woman coming out of the wall with the dark hair and the candle, that was truly the start of everything. I do not have fear of death. So many people are afraid to die. I don't have that fear. I'm ready to go. You know, I'm ready to go. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and our home is really on the other side. There's so much more to the bigger picture. There's so much more, and we will never understand it until we cross over. We will never understand it.